It is 8 minutes to nine now. If you listen to podcasts, you will know about Serial, the most successful there's ever been. It was downloaded more than 400 million times, and it's still in the charts 2 years after it was made. Well, now the people who made it have produced another one. It's called S-Town. The reporter, Brian Reed, became intrigued by the tale of a listener who had emailed his programme. The listener was John B. Macklemore, who lives in a small town in Alabama.
Hello.
John?
Hello.
Hi, it's Brian.
Hey.
Here we are. This is happening.
It's all that awkward moment of silence when you realize after about a year, it finally happened.
When I make this call, it's been a year since John first emailed. We'd written back and forth a couple times over the months, but we never talked until one day he sent me a message, and this time it had a link to a news report. The news story was about a sergeant with the Bibb County Sheriff's Department. Bibb County is where John lives. Who'd been indicted for pulling women over and forcing them into sexual acts, both on the side of the road and back at the station. Another guy allegedly helped cover up this abuse. I thought, if corruption like this existed in the Bibb County Sheriff's Department, then maybe the other rumor John had written to me about could also be true. Then maybe it was possible a murder had happened, and had then been covered up.
Well, a flavour of S-Town. It wasn't a spoiler, by the way. But let us talk about the whole thing, a podcast, the phenomenon, with Fiona Sturgis, who's podcast critic for the Financial Times, and Matt Deegan, co-founder of the British Podcasts Awards. Serial was, I suppose you'd both agree, the defining moment for podcasts, Fiona?
I think absolutely. We hadn't seen a podcast that wasn't sort of niche and very sort of under the radar until that point. And suddenly it was one of those programs, a bit like big TV series, a sort of marquee moment where people were talking about it in the office. People were pontificating online as to what was going to happen, where the plot was going to go. So, big moment.
And what's interesting about this one, John... Matt, is that they won't be doing that in quite the same way, because this is being released as an entire programme, as it were. It won't be dribbled out day by day or week by week or whatever.
Yes, that's right. So historically, podcasts come out regularly, but this one, they've sort of followed a kind of a Netflix-style binge-listening technique by releasing them all. And I think one of the reasons they've done that is Serial did so well. They have the brand. They have people who love what they do. Therefore, they don't need to build any anticipation for it. They can just release it all in one go.
But Fiona, a lot of people listening to this programme are going to say, podcast, yeah, I've sort of heard of them, but never actually done it. What is the audience?
Well, it's that one's up for debate slightly. I went to a podcast festival, of all things, just before, just late last year, and it was, to my mind, a surprisingly young crowd.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between the audience here in the UK and in the States. I think they're more open to, you know, that the podcasts are bigger. They're sort of more sort of high profile with tried and tested radio names working on podcasts in America. So possibly an older audience there. I think here we're still waking up to it. It's not totally niche anymore. Certainly the figures are growing and growing and growing.
Is it 4.7 million download a podcast every month now?
I believe, the UK figures, as far as I understand, it's 4.5 million listeners a week, so not bad at all.
Yeah. So obviously it doesn't compare with, well, Radio 4, for instance, but...
Of course not.
But then there isn't a Radio 4 in the United States anyway. They're not the exact equivalent of a Radio 4 in the United States. And it's spreading, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think what's interesting with America, and just as you said, you know, they haven't got the tradition of intelligent speech radio that perhaps we have here in the UK. So what you've seen is lots of documentary-based programming coming to podcasts in America, because they haven't had that tradition, and that's where the market is. In the UK, where particularly on Radio 4, but what Five Live does and what you see from some commercial speech networks, because there is a documentary tradition, where we've gone into a different direction, and they tend to be more talk shows, which our stations haven't provided. So it's a bit of the market catching up. I think on age, I think podcasting is younger than speech radio is, but it's a lot of the similar sorts of people who would probably grow into Radio 4 as they get older.
Because Fiona, we're told, some people believe, that things like Netflix are ultimately going to take over from the kind of broadcasting we have at the moment in years to come. Could the same thing happen with podcasting?
I don't see why the two things can't happen side by side. I mean, it's certainly podcasting, you know, all the signs that it's having the same impact of sort of on-demand TV. And the glory of podcasting is it's a much more sort of convenient medium, so you can pick and choose what you want to listen to. But that doesn't mean that it's in opposition to, you know, to Radio 4, where, you know the programs that are coming up, you know when they're coming up, and they sort of give a, that they help carve up your day. So I think that the two things can absolutely exist side by side.
But then why, Matt, why wouldn't you simply download onto iPlayer whatever you can't listen at the moment on Radio 4 or wherever it is and just listen back to that? Because clearly we can't, none of us can listen to everything that's on every radio station all the time.
Sure, and I think actually it's the best of both worlds, because there's some listening, so people who didn't hear the programme this morning, they can get that on demand. But also it kind of scratches itches. Radio 4 can't do a program on every single topic, whereas actually, because the audience isn't big enough to satisfy that. But what a podcast can do is it can find those passionate group of people and create some audio that really talks to them. And it's something we've seen with the British Podcast Awards.
Mm. And indeed, it should be said that they are free, so because there's a bit of advertising at the beginning of them, and that's it. Yeah. Thank you both very much, Fiona Sturgis and Matt Deegan.
That's just about it from us. Our editors today were John Neal and Ed Prendeville, but we're going to leave you this morning with the sounds of the Humber Bridge, worked into a piece of music created by Opera North for Hull's Year as City of Culture, a piece of music to which visitors can listen as they walk along the bridge. Good morning.
Good morning.